The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And sometimes we do it with an old friend. Like, actually do it with him. It's butt stuff. It's the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday that kind of feels like a Monday, but it's actually a Tuesday. I guess that's the best kind. The day three of a three-day weekend instead of Friday, because I like Fridays. I don't need you to give me a Friday off. Friday's easy to come to work. Monday's not easy to come to work. So if Tuesday can be the first day of the week going forward, I think they're trying that in some progressive country like the Netherlands or Norway or Estonia or Kazakhstan. I don't know, but I think they're trying that and it's working. Or those people just work harder than Americans. I am A.J. Hoffman. You may notice that... Why is A.J. bringing in the show? He's so much worse at it than Fred. Love Fred. He's so great. Blah, blah, blah. Fred. Why don't you just marry Fred? He's off today. And in his place is Barry Laminack.
Boo.
What?
Boo. Guess who else is off? Probably Marion Fred. Aaron. Guess who's in his place?
Boo.
It's Trey, everybody. What's up, Trey?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You're looking sharp, man.
Thanks.
You're looking sharp. Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, why?
I had to rebuild, you know.
You rebrand?
Yeah, this is Trey 2.0. You lost the power of the Juggalo.
Did you decide to, like, when you're like, I gotta rebuild... Did you decide getting a haircut was much easier than going to the gym?
Yeah, but that's coming. That's coming.
That's coming? That's Trey 2.0?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to go to the gym more.
Take me with you.
All right, we'll both go.
Just for the shower. Though.
We'll go. Okay, just, never mind. Not the I'm working not taking
out.
You.
I just, every, look, you need to have an old man at the gym that exposes his genitals while he talks to you about current events.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah.
Really? That happens every time.
Every
at the gym.
Really? I want to be that guy. I want to be the old man that stands there with his junk out, but acting like his junk's not out, just going, hey, did you see that story that happened with
Rachel Nichols? Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I can't believe that. Meanwhile, they're just swinging.
That sounds awful.
Sits on the bench with no underwear or a towel down. Yeah.
Why do people do that?
It's freedom, baby.
Yeah.
It's what we celebrate. That's the reason we were off yesterday.
To make people horny, Trey. Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
I don't know.
What does make you horny?
I like elbows, women's elbows.
Elbows?
No, I'm just joking.
Belly buttons?
You like that LeGrand girl?
Yeah, I like her. I like Dua Lipa. You know, Dua Lipa is really hot.
That LeGrand chick, does she get it going for you, or do you just like her music?
I just like her music.
Okay, but what about Dua Lipa?
She's hot.
You would do her.
Yeah, I would Dua Lipa. Yeah, I would. Yeah, totally.
Would you Dua her to completion, or would you stop and just make sure she got hers, and then you'd?
I'd probably the second one.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's the Trey way.
I don't know how long.
That's your trademark.
That might be different.
That's my trademark.
Yeah.
When you do that, do you have like a signature move when you're done? Like, do you like bless the?
No, I usually just kind of zone out and apologize.
You should do like
you apologize during the sex?
After.
Oh.
Like, sorry.
It's way better if you do it during.
Sorry, that took like an hour and 42 minutes.
Yeah.
You should do like the bow and arrow thing at the end. Just when you're done.
Yuli. Who did the bow and arrow? Was that Yuli?
A lot of people.
Yeah. Or you should just dab on her.
God, please. You both dabbed at the same time just when you thought the show couldn't get any whiter. Oh, my God. That was awful.
Well, you are whiter than Fred.
Well.
To be per- perfectly clear.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Barry, I got to say.
Okay.
So,
hey, good to see you.
Good to see you,
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. The last time Barry and I interacted as everyone knows the story, I fired Barry Lamanack. Yeah, I came to work and I typed into my computer and I said, who should I fire?
Yeah.
Actually, I spun the wheel that we spent on Happy Hour.
Magic 8-Ball.
And it landed on Barry. And I said, Barry, listen, you're just not that good.
Yeah.
And I fired you. That's what at
it's
least
like he read it from the transcript. That's it was what, like you rehearsed it.
Now that's what the internet would tell you, I know. So like it's gotta be true that I was I know I'm not gonna name names,
but I will.
Some of your close personal friends now hate me.
Oh, a lot of them do.
Yeah, because and here's
whole,
the thing
a whole lot of people hate you.
Now,
just so we're clear.
Oh, I know.
Now, lots and lots.
Here's
of
the thing about these, and it's people that
my mom.
I'm sure I've never said bad things about, and I actually like.
Actually, that's not true. I've known you for over a decade. You've
what
definitely
have I said about
made
your mom?
Mom jokes before. I mean, you've joked about having sex.
But that was
with
just
her.
A mom, not like.
Yeah, but no, my mom. Your mom. You talked about banging my mom before. Are you gonna sit
I
here
don't remember that.
Like, that doesn't sound like something I would say.
That's not
I think
me.
That's AJ's trademark.
I don't bang people's moms.
He's like, I banged your mom, arrow.
That's not your no.
Yeah,
you know me. I would dab if I didn't. But some of the people think like a lot of people jump to conclusions and thought the absolute worst of me when I was the one, and what do I care now? I'm out of this place anyway. It wasn't like it was my decision to be the person to move on from Barry. Those decisions are made above my pay grade. But
I mean, you are the PD.
I am. If you worked here,
I mean.
So, but they did say, well, who should tell them?
And so you got voted for that, but you didn't get a vote.
I didn't get voted for that. I said, I feel like it should be me.
Did you?
Yeah. So, and I did. And with Raheel found out before like, somebody, I don't know how,
how do you think he found out?
I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, I'm.
What do you care? You got 3 weeks.
What do I care? But. People assumed the absolute worst about me. And here's one thing about Barry. And Barry and I were friends before.
Oh, is that were? Like, you know.
Well, we were friends before you came into radio. So that does require the past tense.
Okay. I thought you were letting me know we're not friends anymore.
No.
Okay.
But here's the thing about Barry as a friend. Barry and I had a conversation, and I feel like, you know, he understood it was, I mean, the business sucked. It was just, it wasn't anything that he could have done differently. It wasn't anything that I wanted to happen. And, like, when it was just the two of us talking, I felt pretty good about Barry and I's relationship. But then on Twitter.com, people will say the absolute worst stuff about me. And Barry, instead of being like, hey, man, that's my friend. That's not true. Barry just hits that like. That's the like is like kind of.
No.
It's like, it's not a reply.
No.
It's not a reply.
You're wrong about this.
It's just
a
like.
Do you want to know why? So if they were just like, hey, AJ, you're stupid and I hate your face. I didn't like that. But if they were like, Barry was the best thing that ever happened to that station and you're stupid and I hate your face, I'm going to like the first part. So I'd like it.
You're just supposed to like that
go
and then
back,
unlike it.
I got the risk. No, I'm not going to unlike it. But now, if I would have retweeted it and then put, I agree with all of this.
What about,
every tweet that I ever liked was because they were saying something nice about me or the job that I did at this station.
Okay.
I never just liked mean tweets about you only.
Why is it so hot in here, first of all?
Well,
I
think it's just your guilty conscience.
Yeah, Joel always makes it hot.
It's just guilt makes you sweat.
So here's the thing. A like is a button that you put, and I don't use the like function on Twitter, mostly because I see like so many famous people like porno clips.
On accident?
On
Didn't
accident.
Kurt Rambis do that one time? Accident.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you'd really be Kurt in trouble Rambis. If people found out you watched porn, AJ
No, but
Hoffman.
I think a lot of people, a lot of famous people didn't realize for the longest
Ted
time.
Ted Cruz.
But you have to just stop talking while I'm talking. That's not your job, Trey. So people would like things.
Yeah.
And they didn't realize that the whole world could see all your likes.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, hey, why'd Ted Cruz like all this porno? And then he's like, oh, I got hacked.
Yeah.
And then people started to figure it out. So, and here's my opinion on the like button.
Okay.
If there's a statement that you fully support, you like it.
Okay.
If you support half of it, I feel like that warrants a reply. Just so people know what half of it you support.
I mean, that's how you operate, but that's not how I operate. Do you realize how many messages I would have had to have replied to?
I'm
not over here. Okay, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm super popular. None of that.
You've become very famous.
But I'm just saying, it would have taken much longer to be like, hey, thanks for the first part of this. And please leave my poor friend AJ, who is very brittle and gets his feelings hurt super easy, out of the rest. Like, I'm not. By the way, can we just point out real quick that I defended you in the decision and knew. I even said on the last show, I guess the last night show I did before Barry owned it, but I even said that could not have been easy for you to have to do to a friend that you'd known for almost a decade.
That is true. You
so
did say that.
I didn't throw you under the bus. I didn't talk. I mean, later.
Later
when the Josh Ennis thing happened, I was certainly liking a lot of tweets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But up until then, I defended you, and I said that I didn't blame you. And then
there'd be people come on his podcast and say, oh, yeah, AJ's a giant piece of bleep.
Yeah.
He fired Barry and Raheel so he could hire Josh Ennis for free. And then...
What'd you want me to do? It's my show.
Here's Barry's move. Here's Barry's move on his show. Now, on Twitter, it's just a like, and then it's left to the imagination. What part of the tweet he likes?
Yeah.
When it's in an audio format, he just goes... And it's just left to the imagination.
Because, I agreed with some of it, but not all of it. So that was the live podcast version of a like.
Well, I guess that's now I know. Now I've learned.
I didn't like, and I said, look, of course I didn't expect that to happen. That wasn't why I booked the guest. But I'm just, you know, look, see, some of the points he made were valid. Some of them weren't. So it was.
And you're like, listen, I ain't got time to sift through this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I agreed with some of it.
I'm like the one that I said. I'm curious what part you agreed with.
Which one?
AJ's a piece of bleep.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
He fired Barry and Raheel only so he could hire Josh Ennis.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. He fired Barry and Raheel.
Agree with that.
And then the rest of it, like that part, I mean, that's where you go, oh. It's this part, right? All right.
That was just for the Twitch people. People on the radio couldn't see me dab.
Tony the Handsome says, are we going to talk sports or something? And we may do that at some point today.
Have you ever listened to the two of us do a radio show?
It is Tuesday, though, and I'm, you know.
What would you like to hear that you hadn't heard for the previous 6 hours or several weeks?
Well, I guess the NBA Finals start up tonight in the series that I don't know if I could care any less about the two teams that are playing.
Really?
Everyone complains about, oh, it's always the same old teams.
Yeah.
Until it's the Suns and the Bucks. And then it's like, oh, man. Sure would be cool if we were like cheering either for or against LeBron or for or against the Warriors.
I'm not going to like this. I'm not going to give you a nothing. I couldn't disagree with you more.
Okay.
I'm so really excited.
You're hoping next year it's like Hornets versus Grizzlies. That'd be awesome, right?
Well, no.
Nobody wants these teams.
I mean, if I got to watch John Morant, that might be kind of cool. Well, yeah,
there's a guy on every team who's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
But, no, there's two guys on the Suns for sure that you want to see. Get there, especially the journey of CP3 throughout his career. How are you not rooting for that dude?
Let's talk about it on the other side. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. I've got another confession to make. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Right, we are back on The Blitz. Barry Laminack in for Fred. You can find him on Twitter.com, at Barry is funny.
Just out here liking tweets.
Just liking them all. Liking them all. Go ahead. So
yeah, I'd like to tweet while we were at break. Let me read the tweet, and then you tell me if this jives with what we just talked about. Chan, a.k.a. Black Spotted Zebra on Twitter, tagged you, Juggalo, Trey, and me, and said, it's so great to hear Barry is funny. Barry is funny's beautiful voice on the radio, but man, does he have bad breath. And I like the tweet because I agree with the first part. It's good to hear my beautiful voice on the radio.
Okay.
Didn't necessarily agree with the bad breath, but I still liked it.
Still liked it.
Yeah.
But you don't know if you have breath. You don't know if you have bad breath.
It's my cheeks, bro. I can tell.
I think people can't tell their own.
Oh, no, I can. Yeah, I can taste it. That's how bad it gets. You're just like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can. So, but I noticed you didn't like it.
No, I don't like tweets. I told you.
You just didn't like that tweet.
No, I don't like
anything nice about me.
You know what I like tweets? I like tweets that I'm like.
So if I go look, you've never liked a tweet.
No, I have liked tweets.
Oh, okay.
But everything I've liked is something that I want to go back and find again one day.
I feel like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like at the time when you brought Josh Ennis onto ESPN and he talked about it, you liked those tweets. Would I be wrong in that assessment?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be wrong, or you don't think you did?
I don't think I've.
You scrambling to go on like a bunch
of tweets? No, I'm looking at the last tweets I've.
I feel like there would be you would have liked some of those tweets just in support of your decision and him, and so you definitely liked.
Okay,
tweets.
Here's the one tweet that I've ever
liked
from Josh Ennis.
Well, I'm just saying in general, but that was.
This one is. It says it was on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And he said, while we are saying what we are thankful for, I really appreciate AJ giving me an opportunity on ESPN 97.5. I know he's taken some ship for it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the friendship I get from him and Fred.
Did you like the part where he said you were taking crap for this?
I mean, that part was accurate.
But you didn't like the whole tweet, but you liked what he said. So my point is...
I mean, I didn't really like when he said, while we're saying what we're thankful for.
If he would...
I mean, he could have left well, that
that's
out.
That's right. So
he
could have
just said, I really appreciate AJ for giving me the
exactly. opportunity. But there was parts in there you didn't like, but you liked the whole tweet anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Your honor, the defense rests.
All right, well... I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I guess
again,
I'm wrong.
Again!
Okay, while we're at it... You were talking before we went to break about Chris Paul.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, and this is an unpopular opinion, I liked Chris Paul when he was Chris Paul like versus James Harden, and that thing was falling apart.
Here.
Like, if it was, okay, you had to be team Chris Paul or team James Harden,
mm-hmm.
I'm team anybody but James Harden.
Okay.
I always was. I liked Chris Paul more than I like James Harden.
Okay.
But let's not forget, Chris Paul has been, for most of his career, kind of a dirty player. He punches guys in the balls.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're acting like,
you got a problem with a competitive edge?
He's done things the right way
Nobody's saying that.
Lots of people are saying
that. Well, they're wrong about that.
Yeah, Chris Paul's a dirty player.
Yeah.
Like, do I like Chris Paul more than I like James Harden? Yeah.
I mean...
Does it kind of make me smile that Chris Paul might win a title and James Harden still won't have? Yes. But I'm not like one of these guys who like, oh, nobody deserves it like Chris Paul does.
No.
To me, nobody deserves to get punched in the balls like Chris Paul does.
Well, that's a very accurate statement. But what I'm saying is when you look at, you know, the whole narrative, especially here in Houston about being a hamstring away, then he gets shipped to OKC to be left for dead. He resurrects his career. If you look at what he did while he was in Houston, how good this team was, how good OKC was when he went there for the 1 year, how good the Suns have been in the turnaround since he got there. And then you look at him being the blame for what went on in LA with the Clippers, when in reality now, you look at those guys, and without Chris Paul, what that team was and what those careers of Blake Griffin and
DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan. You look at their careers, and it hasn't been the same since Chris Paul left.
Well, look what happened to Donald Sterling. He became a guy who throws out the N-word on video, and it's gone downhill for him.
Yeah, I mean, so I think there's a lot. There's been a lot of criticism of Chris Paul. He can't win there. He can't win here. He can't win. But at the same time, that's why I say the journey of where he's gone, the things that he's gone through at every stop along this way. It's kind of cool to see this dude is in the finals with a team that no one, you know, that the Rockets and the Suns had the same betting odds to win the NBA title.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season, 4,000. Both of them were +4,000.
No, that's not true. The Rockets at the beginning of the season,
well, James
were like
Harden.
Fourth favorite in the league.
Right. And then James Harden said, I don't want to be here. And when that happened, they were both +4,000.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a pretty dope story to want to see play out.
It is. And listen, I like Devin Booker.
Same.
That's the thing. Normally, there's more often than when there's a team that I really am cheering for, there's a team that I'm really cheering against. Mm-hmm. I don't have that in this series. Like, I kind of wish the Celtics would have made it just so I could say, man, I hope everybody beats this. I don't care who it is.
Mavs.
I don't know. I don't hate any of these players. Even Chris Paul, I don't hate. But I do think he's – it's almost like we just kind of forget the whole – oh, he's a scumbag player, but it's a good story.
I mean, look, he is dirty, but there are tons of guys that are dirty or floppers or do those things. A lot of them. And a lot of them are supers. Jordan was dirty. Hell, every star in the mid-80s was dirty. I mean, Isaiah Thomas, they had an entire basketball team that was dirty. The Bad Boys out in Detroit. I mean, like, you know, Magic wasn't squeaky clean. Jordan wasn't. Kobe was dirty. So why are you going to hold that against
Chris? We know Magic was dirty somewhere along the way. Should have been a little safer.
Should have bought some pack of balloons.
The whoopee cushion.
That's
an absolute inside
joke. Yeah, sorry.
The three people in this room will understand. Yeah, maybe the intern listening.
So that's my thing is I think just because it's here and now that it sounds like you're trying to find something to not like about him.
No, and here's the other thing. Like, I don't really like him very much. I don't really like Giannis all that much, but I don't dislike them enough to like actively be like, oh, I hope they lose.
So
like James Harden, every time I watch James Harden play ball, I was like, God, I wish that like someone would just step on his foot and make him fall down and like he would hit his face.
So you would wish for injury?
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
And I would wish that someone like
I'm liking this tweet.
I wish a fan would sneak up behind him from the stands and shave half his beard off with the clippers. Then he'd have to like show his crazy face.
Wouldn't that be great if like CP3 paid a hooker to sleep with James? And then shave part of his beard.
Oh, that'd be so good.
But like a scene.
James looks so
pee.
Crazy without a beard.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a kid.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to see. I guess now, since James got his dental work done.
Did he get his teeth done?
I think so.
Oh, good for him.
He looks less crazy.
He looked like he ate a box of gravel there
but
for
I think
a little
that's
while.
Why he had the beard, because it hid that.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Giannis thing, I was telling Fred this last week. The good thing about Chris Paul winning and really Devin Booker winning would be Chris Paul probably passes up James Harden in the hierarchy of all-time NBA if he gets a ring.
Yeah.
Because he's had a great career, and a ring would be kind of a cherry on top. Devin Booker, who's got almost all of his career ahead of him, is already getting a head start on James Harden because I still contend James Harden will never win a title as the best player on a team. I've said that for years and years and years, and so far I've been right.
Yeah.
Giannis has two MVPs and would have a ring. That would make Giannis his all-time resume would be greater than James Harden's already.
No doubt.
And I kind of like that.
So have I convinced you now that these are worth watching?
That's still up, but here's the other thing.
What else are you going to watch?
Giannis might not even play.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that makes me not care about it.
I mean, we know that he's out for game one.
He's now up to questionable.
Right, but he's not going to play. I mean, let's be real. He's not going to play. He may suit up they're not putting him in to risk this. It's on the road. If they steal one, I could see Giannis coming back in game three. And that might be the soonest that we would see him back. But if they lose this, it's possible they rush him back on limited minutes in game two, because you can't go down 0-2 in the finals if you can prevent it, right? So if he's being upgraded from doubtful to questionable, I think chances are tonight's going to be very important to see what they do with Giannis. Kind of like what happened in Atlanta in that series with Trae Young. When you got behind, it was time to play Trae, even though he wasn't 100%.
Well,
same thing here.
I mean, same thing happened with James Harden in the Nets series.
Yeah. Like,
but here's my question. If the Hawks and Bucks had gone to game seven, do you think Giannis would have gone out and played?
Absolutely.
Isn't game one of the finals basically like...
Actually, you know what? I take that back because I think the injury, because I think an organization like the Bucks is going to look at that and say, it's one game, it's one finals, as opposed to the rest of his career. We definitely don't want to see him get injured anymore and require surgery or anything like a lengthier rehab. So maybe not. Maybe that they, you know, they're... I mean, you and I might look at that and go, yeah, it's do or die. It's let's win now. You're never going to get another chance possibly. But I think organizations think a lot more long term. So, yeah, I retract that answer. I think he sits. But I think if he could be 80% and the doctors say there's no risk of injury, or 70%, or hell, even 60, as long as they know, okay, it's not going to do any significant damage that would require surgery or a lengthy rehab, it's just going to hurt and he won't be good. He might be above average.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'd run him out there. Absolutely.
All right, we're at 4:29. We got to hit a break. We'll be right back. We'll finish up this convo on the other side. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. There is no Fred Fowler today. He is gallivanting. I don't even know where Fred is, to be honest. He said he's got some business to take care of.
He's running drugs for the cartel.
It could be.
Yeah.
I went to AutoZone yesterday. My wife's battery was weak starting, so I went to AutoZone, and it was this is one of those stories where tell me you're not manly without saying you're not manly.
Done the same thing.
I went to AutoZone.
You know exactly where this is going.
And I asked the guy, "Hey, you mind changing out the battery?" Now, mind you, I'm fully capable of changing the battery in my car. But my house is being packed up right now. Like, all my tools are in, you know, they're in boxes ready to be.
Ton of tools required to change the battery.
I mean, listen. Also, it was raining. All right.
I couldn't get my hair wet. I didn't want to muss up my t-shirt.
So
you let a dude change your wife's battery.
Yeah.
You might as well just let him bang her. At this point, he's her husband now.
So he tells me, he's like, Sam, you have a good fourth? He's like, oh, man, I did. He's like, crazy. He's like, I woke up and I see, man, I spent $2,200 at Ojos Locos last night. And I said, what? Now, if you don't know what Ojos Locos is, it's like Mexican Hooters, kind of. It's
higher or lower standards?
Lower.
Okay.
Lower. I've been there to watch a fight once, and what I didn't realize when I went there to watch the fight, I went with a buddy of mine. The fight, the broadcast that they play over the speakers is in Spanish. So,
what did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. Is it a miscalculation on my part? But I also was thinking, how do you spend $2,200 at Ojos Locos?
Well, I guarantee you half of it was tip. Just to try to get the tip. You know what I'm saying?
So it turns out, yeah. I mean, well, he got bottle service is what he said.
Oh, that's...
Wait a minute.
Hold on. They have bottle service at Ojo Locos? Is this an establishment where females dance, or is this just a
no? It's a restaurant bar situation.
Who's getting bottle service at Hooters?
I don't get bottle service anywhere. I don't believe in bottle service. I ain't paying $500 for a $30 bottle that we're probably not going to finish.
The only time I ever got bottle service was when I was at the strip club with John Witherspoon.
Okay.
Did he order bottle service?
They gave it to us. Oh, they were just nice. They were bringing all kinds. They were bringing like Crown, because it was a BYOB. They were just bringing bottles of Crown and out of the back. The manager was like, "This is from a private stash, John." Oh, it was the best. But I could see. So I understand, like, it's cool to live that baller life. I'm not paying for that.
No.
No. That's especially at Ojo Locos. And I'm sure it's a fine establishment with plenty of great folks. But what?
Okay.
Sorry.
So he tells me this story. And then I notice there's one car, a giant Cadillac huge rims. And it's in the handicapped spot. And I was like, "Is that yours?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, that's my baby." And he gets back to what he's talking about. And he's like, "Yeah, I balled out last night because it was the first time in a long time I've been free on the 4th of July." He's like, I did some time in the penitentiary. I did 8 years.
And I take everything I just said back. Bottle service is so great.
I said, "Listen, man." I said, "I'm not a detective. I'm looking at that car. And you're telling me you spent $2,200 at Ojo Locos last night and you're out here changing my wife's battery at AutoZone?" I said, "I bet you went to jail for dealing dope, didn't you?" He said, "You got me." He said, "All my cars were in my wife's name, so I got to keep it all." But yeah, he proceeded to change the battery, and I felt less manly. A, because he did 8 years in prison.
B, because he could afford a $2,200 bottle
service. Yeah, and he's changing my wife's battery, so he's more of a man than I. But
did you do fireworks?
I did this year.
Did you?
We went out to the ranch and
Bunny Ranch.
No, my family's ranch. In Shiner, Texas.
Okay.
They make beer there. It's the same ranch where I was arrested, I was charged with shooting at someone's house on New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because
in
small towns, no one ever shoots guns up in the air on New Year's. It just never happens.
Just you.
So I didn't shoot guns in the air on 4th of July, but we did have fireworks. And I spent more money on fireworks than I like to. I don't like to spend money on fireworks. I feel like it's a waste. I don't like fireworks.
Yeah.
But the kids were like, "Let's do it one time. Let's do big fireworks." Okay. Normally I'm like, "Okay, if you want to watch fireworks, we'll go somewhere and watch fireworks."
Yeah.
This time I was like, "All right, let's do it." So we spent money on fireworks. And then when you're done, it's almost like, it's like the strip club. You spend a bunch of money and then it's over and you go, "Man, I just wasted a bunch of money. That was so unsatisfying.
These fireworks think I'm hot."
Yeah, I mean, it's fun while it's happening, but then after the fact, you're like, "Oh, man.
What was that for?
That was a lot of money, and I got nothing out of it." It's one of those things.
Yeah. How much did you spend?
$400.
God, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And dude, normally, I'm really against fireworks. Fireworks, parades.
That's a lot of sparklers.
Bottle service. I don't like any of that stuff.
Parades?
I don't like parades. I hate parades, actually. I think they're a giant waste of money. And they take up, they block off streets. It's a giant pain in the ass for everybody. Well, why are you so important? You got a parade. What is that?
So you don't like the Macy's Day Parade?
No. Or
you didn't like the Astros Parade?
No. And I don't like parades on television. Like, I don't understand. Who gets joy out of that?
Who watches a parade on television?
Old
that's
people.
That's super
my grandma.
Weird.
But no.
That's super weird.
When we have Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, she's like bitching at me because I'm turning off the Macy's Day Parade to turn on a professional football match. She's like, "The parade's not over."
Your grandma's Jewish.
Why does she sound like she's from New York?
She's Jewish.
She was upset.
You got it. Oh, is that her?
She's
upset
not my
voice?
Grandma. It's my aunt.
Oh, your aunt.
Yeah. Pay attention to the show, Trey.
Jeez.
Right.
You got one job.
What are you doing? So parades. I think I'm with you on all those. I got chastised for being un-American for not liking fireworks this weekend. So in our neighborhood, in the deed restrictions, it says you cannot pop firecrackers. You can't pop fireworks. You can't whatever it's called.
Okay.
Pop fireworks, do fireworks.
You can't light them
off. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But inevitably, all these uppity-ass white people in this neighborhood feel like the rules don't apply to them, so they just do fireworks every year, twice a year, New Year's and 4th of July. And, you know, the cats are going nuts, and it's just it's a mess, and I hate it. So I just posted it in our neighborhood Facebook group. I was like, well, this is great. So glad we have this rule about no fireworks. This is ridiculous. I just super passive aggressive. I do this twice a year. I make the same post about how I hate everyone in this neighborhood.
Do you do this on Facebook.com?
Yeah, on the neighborhood Facebook group. And I'm just like, I hate this neighborhood. I hate you, all of you, so much. And this one guy was like, well, it's pretty crazy that you would be anti-fireworks, considering how, and then he posted an article, and it probably was Breitbart or something. But he was like, considering that this is the biggest way to honor our forefathers, to shame you, hate freedom. So now I hate America because I don't want him popping his fireworks that are made in China, probably, by the way. I'm the un-American now, all of a sudden. It's just the most ridiculous ass argument. I'm like, I just don't like loud noises at 12 o'clock at night.
I feel like there's got to be a shutoff time for fireworks. And I, you know what I also hate? I hate fireworks on the 5th of July.
Yeah.
Dude, pop it off. Get rid of all of them. Let's get through this
thing.
Get
it out of your system.
It looks like, it appears Italia has won. Oh, no, maybe not.
Are they crying?
You were right. It's Italia.
Italia won. Yeah, they're hugging.
Okay.
Italia won.
Are they kissing each other?
España lost.
Oh, man.
So.
That's racist.
That's racist AF.
Yeah.
Why is it racist, Trey?
Because it's an unfair caricature of the Italian stereotype that everybody in Italy is chefs. It was racist imagery, and what? I will not have it.
Where, in the stands?
Yeah. Did you see those chefs?
They had a bunch of...
Yeah.
Chef Boyardee. What if that was an actual chef?
It wasn't.
What if he just came from work, Trey?
It wasn't.
What?
And I'm offended.
Okay. Hey, I got a tweet, AJ. It says, it's from Spirit J. And it says, Chris Paul is a fighter grinder. What he does is exactly what Barry would do to AJ in a fight in the streets. Can I like this?
Punch me in the balls?
I mean, it's probably.
And then when I almost hit you back, you'd flop and act like I shot you?
Yes. Can I like this tweet, though? I need
sure,
to get,
okay. I don't all right, care. All right, cool. Am I tagged in it? Did he at me?
No, he didn't at you.
Okay, good.
But I liked it.
That's all right.
Because I liked the first part about I'm a grinder and a fighter. I didn't like the part about us fighting in the streets, but I still wanted to like it.
Fair enough.
Okay, just checking.
All right.
I'll check in throughout.
Okay, please do. I want to... Listen, anybody who wants to say bad things about me involving Barry, today's the day to do it.
Yeah.
Because this way I can vet all of it.
Light up the phone lines.
And I can at least...
Let's get it going.
You know, on Throw...
Everybody that has something bad to say about AJ, get on the line right now.
On Throw Shade Thursday, when you
713.
Can't... You can't refute shade. On this show, I can refute it. If it needs to be refuted,
no,
I can refute it.
That's not okay. No.
Okay, fine. Maybe it'll be funnier if I don't.
713-780-ESPN. Call and say why you hate AJ.
Yeah. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz, wrapping up hour number one. I can't wait to say 90 in the front, 90 in the rear, whatever Barry's used to.
Yeah, 90 in the windshield. No. Yeah, 90 in the windshield, 90 in the rear.
I thought he always just said in the rear.
90 in the books, 90 still to go.
Yeah, but I think he used to say rear.
No, he says in the rear view.
Okay. Maybe I just cut it off after he said it.
It was. You were just, you know, you were making it your own.
Yeah, that might have been it.
But he always said 90 in the windshield, 90 in the rear view.
I guess we'll go ahead and do it. Luckily, there's not a whole lot of calls.
Can I be honest? I'm shocked that there's not a full board. And I was joking, by the way. We shouldn't have to I mean, I would love to see it, but you don't need to take that call.
Well, but listen, again, I'm leaving.
I don't care. I was just
joking. What do I care if people hate my guts?
Listen.
Let's talk to Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hey, sports guys, what's up?
Sports to you, Justin. That's the wrong show.
We're, Houston's going to miss you, man, but keep it real. I'm going to miss your takes about Harden. I always thought you were wrong in being a hot take artist, but turns out you were right. Alex Bregman and Chris Sale trade, we're always going to remember that, and obviously the Houston Texans, but have fun, live it up in Vegas, and make that money, man. Appreciate it.
Look at that. See?
He said the Alex Bregman, Chris Sale thing, which...
Oh, yeah. Which you were wrong about.
I was only wrong because they got Justin Verlander instead. If they hadn't gotten Justin Verlander, it still would have been a good move to trade Alex Bregman for Chris Sale.
Hello, player.
Oh,
how are you?
Look who shows up.
Yeah.
He doesn't even come in for
What's
our
up,
show.
Homie?
On our show, he's on a janky ass phone. Oh, that's true. I didn't give Lance a producer today.
Nice. Way to go.
It was supposed to be Trey, but then I assigned Bogart him to this show instead.
There you go.
And I just forgot.
I think that the premise behind your take on Alex Bregman and Chris Sale, which if you want to remind people that maybe don't remember or just new
it was
listeners.
In the 2017 season when the Astros were on their way to winning a World Series. This was pre-Verlander. I said they can't win the World Series unless they get a frontline starter. And I said, and if it took Alex Bregman to get Chris Sale, because that was the rumor. That was the rumor that was out there. I said, I would do it. Mm-hmm. Because who knows what Alex Bregman will be? And, hell, I think we can still say who knows what Alex Bregman will be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a near MVP season where I looked real dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Chris Sale really hasn't done a lot since that season.
Chris Sale that season was dominant.
Yeah.
But they got Justin Verlander, and it ended up being the right move because they got Justin Verlander. I still stand by if the Tigers weren't trying to unload Justin Verlander's deal, Astros might not win the World Series.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I was saying they needed a frontline guy, and I was willing to give up a prospect to get a frontline guy.
Yeah.
And then he said, and then you're, of course, the takes on the Houston Texans. Whatever take I had about the Texans, I think we can agree I was right. So I don't know what I said any particular time.
Whatever it was.
But we can agree.
It was probably negative. Now, I think what the people want to know is how much do you really hate Houston sports now that you're leaving? You do, and I know you well enough to know that you are just giving an honest opinion.
Yeah.
Outside of you say you don't hate the Aggies and that you're not a huge Longhorn fan, but we all know that that's not true.
Okay.
You do hate the Aggies and love the Longhorns.
No, I don't love the Longhorns. I hate Aggie fan probably much more than I hate Aggie. I don't have anything like. I mean, it's another football program, but Aggie fan is the most insane fan base.
I want to disagree with you.
Would you like that tweet?
Boop.
I just liked it. I would agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, they're just
and my family are all Aggies.
They're just very difficult to.
They're crazy people.
They're just difficult to have normal conversations with.
But okay. All right.
And normally they compare themselves to Texas and how their football program is so much greater than Texas's. Texas is irrelevant now.
Yeah.
And it's still like, man, it's been like since the 30s since you won. Like, so I do find myself ending up defending Texas sometimes, but only against Aggie.
Okay.
Like if some guy from Oklahoma
lived in Austin and you worked there and I worked at the Longhorn Station. A relationship that you developed.
Yeah, I worked at the Longhorn Station where the AD tried to get me fired from my job multiple times. So yeah, I've got a lot of love for those guys. I've got a lot
I know how that feels, boy. Let me like that tweet. So you don't hate Houston sports though, or you do?
I don't.
There's the perception that you do, and it
so
feels
I don't.
Like
I don't hate the Astros.
Okay, because they're what? Winners. Are you just a bandwagon?
Yes.
Guy? Oh, you are.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Well, I don't care. What am I do? Worst. Cheer for a loser?
I bet you're a huge Bills fan now. Versus you didn't like the Bills before.
No, I've always liked the Bills, but what I found is I'm just emotionally numb to all of it. Yeah, I don't get high when they're winning. I don't get low when they're losing because it's. I feel like that's a loser's way to live.
It doesn't affect you.
Like, if you go to the Texans game and they lose.
And you burn a jersey.
And your day is ruined because the football team lost a game. I feel sorry for you. I don't. I can't live like that.
No, I agree with you. It's pretty weird. But I think we finally cleared the air. Out no more about how much AJ hates Houston sports. I just
hate them now. He hates them.
He hates the people.
Okay, let's talk to Jack Easterby. Hello, Jack.
Oh, nice.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. AJ, to tell you the truth, I know we had a lot of disagreements on Twitch and on air, and you called me out, and I said things about you, but I'm going to miss you, bud. I wish you the best in Vegas.
Aww.
And the show ain't going to be the same without you. But in saying that, I hate Fred Fowler. He's a dick bitch.
Okay. By the way,
this went completely opposite.
Yeah, this is not the AJ goodbye show. I'm going to be here for like 3 more weeks. I don't need you guys telling me
AJ,
how great I am right
so
now.
Thank you so much for doing everything you've done for me in my career.
Trey, you say that now, but Joel Blank takes all credit for you being a star.
He does. So does Barry.
Well,
wait, what?
Barry takes a lot of credit for me being a star, too.
I don't usually say that.
He's all like, I brought him on first.
What? I thought I did, but is that not true?
You did, but on Rock the Mic too. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was Monday Movie Moments that put you over the top. I thought it was the Spelling Bee. I thought it was the Taste of Freedom.
There's so many. Everybody
helped.
I thought
it was reading
me.
The sex book live.
That was pretty.
That
funny.
Was pretty good. Let's talk to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, AJ, thanks for having me on. The thing I hate the most is when you fired Barry, because then I didn't have an opportunity to beat him again in his own fantasy football league, Law and Order.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Do you like
Ouch.
That? Do you like that call?
Dislike.
But the thing he hated the most was when I fired you.
Oh. Boop.
Like. Okay, no.
Boop. Yeah, I like that. I do like that.
Should we take Deshaun Watson's call?
AJ, will you touch my beehole?
I don't want to touch his beehole.
AJ hating the Longhorns. Oh, this should be good.
Hello, D. Watson.
Hello, D. Watson. Trey's not.
Oh, Trey.
And, since you're leaving, I'm unblocking you from Twitter, and the radio show is going to lose, going to lose a very nice host. So, best of luck in Vegas, buddy.
Why was I blocked on Twitter, D. Watson? Oh, Trey hung up on you. Never mind.
I mean, I think I could.
I didn't hang up. He hung up.
I could probably cover this without even knowing, if you want.
I
could give you, I could come up with a few.
Honestly.
You probably said you were going to bang his mom.
No. Listen, here's what I've done now. And it's, I wish I would have found this methodology earlier in my life.
Mute.
The mute button is the best thing in the world.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And, like, I love knowing that people who say crazy things to me are just shaking their fist at the clouds, screaming at me things that I'll never see.
And you're not.
Yeah.
You never hear it.
And they're,
it's the best.
And, honestly, that's what I've done that with a lot of current and former media people in this town.
Yeah.
I just don't need to see them. Because all I do is I go, oh, my God, this guy sucks. Why does he have a job? Or, oh, my God, I hate this dude. No wonder he doesn't have a job anymore.
I'm right
and
here.
I know. But
I'm literally right
but
here.
But at least I didn't block you. So now you can't see block.
Do not like this tweet.
It's
I'm
too late.
Literally...
There's no do not like button. You pushed like on accident.
Damn.
Then you have to unlike it, but I'll still see the notification. Oh, Barry did like that. He quickly unliked it. Damn. All right. We got to hit a break. I got to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. And if you are looking to play fantasy football like Barry's Lawn League, but let's say Barry, who probably forgets to set his lineup and things like that, you would never have to do that with Underdog because it's best ball. You just draft, and then you look away for the rest of the season, and the cards fall where they may. You're always going to get the best points in your lineup, so that guy that you took a flyer on in the 15th round, the one weekend that he blows up, well, no, he wasn't on your bench like he was in your weekly league. Here, you're getting the points for it. You sign up right now, use the promo code RADIO, you get a free $25 cash, and that'll get you entered in the best ball tournament that's got a $1 million grand prize. How about that, friends? Go to underdogfantasy.com or check them out in the App Store. Terms and conditions apply.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!